Lee's been terrific for the club, really, because he started to work at the club because to help his dad out with the books and stuff. And then Mike decided that he'd had enough, and he said, Lee, you can take this on for me. So Lee was basically given the business, which is great. That's a nice thing for your father to do, to give you a business. But the problem with football clubs, as you know, Steve, you don't make money from it. And Lee didn't have the pot of money that Mike had. So he had to try and keep it afloat, which he has done for the last 10 years remarkably well, with a lot of time and effort. And I just want to thank him for what he's done, because if Lee hadn't been there, hadn't not walked away when it got really tough, and he got a lot of bit of stick as well, he stuck with it, he's made, turned it around into a sustainable business that now has a future. And he always saw himself, the Kearns family, as custodian to the club, and he didn't want to be responsible for it not being there anymore.
I used to say that when I worked at Cambridge United to the supporters, that, you know, it's not what's happening with the players now, or the board now, or the staff now. It is about the sustainability for the future, because football fans, most of them anyway, they don't have an option about switching sides. You know, if once they buy into something, they're there.
Yeah, I know it's a lot smaller scale to some, obviously, professional clubs, but the smile on people's faces when we actually got promoted at rugby at the end of the season, and to see how much it meant to the supporters. Okay, there's only 200 hardcore type supporters, but the reaction on their faces when we got up, and it makes you realise that it's important to make sure the club does survive, because if the club does fold, then there's a lot of people going to, you know, miss something.
Absolutely. So looking to the future then, the ownership has been passed on, but it's not Lee passing it to one person. He's passed it on to a consortium. So I know there are several of them that are keeping a low profile on this. So, but you're not, obviously, because you're, I guess, in some respects, you and Mark Gearing, who was quoted as doing all the releases at the weekend, are fronting all of this. But there's more than the two of you involved.
Yes, back in October, Lee approached me and Gearsy and said, look, I think I've had enough. I need to try and dispose of the club, pass it on to someone else. And basically gave us first option. He said, you know, if you can get some money together, a consortium, I'll give you a very low price. He could probably have got more for it on the open market. But he didn't want someone to come in with, give him lots of money, then plough loads of money into the football club, and then in 2, 3, 4 years' time get fed up. So he gave us first option. So Gearsy contacted a few mates, I contacted a few people, and gradually we got the required numbers to say, yes, we're quite happy to invest. And the brilliant news is they're all from different parts of life. Some are supporters, some are local businessmen, various skills. One's an engineer who loves fixing things. One's a finance manager of a company, so he can help run in the day-to-day budget as such, player budget, for example. So the group we've got are pretty impressive, really.
Great news for the fans. A lot of them will now be saying, well, we know that there's a consortium in charge. What does the future hold on the playing side? Because that's what they're interested in. You mentioned the 200 or so that go through those turnstiles. They're going to see some action on the pitch.
Yeah, we were panicking a little bit when we got put into the Northern Premier League, because speaking to the players at the end of the season, they didn't want to go in that league because of the extra travelling. But remarkably, and maybe thanks to Cameron, and maybe because we've given them a little bit more money, most of them has decided to stay. So the good thing is at least we can start off in a harder division with a settled team that so far pre-season have looked pretty good, probably peaked too early, but the season's looking good. It's just a matter of trying this year, especially with the new people on board, to try and consolidate, have a nice comfortable season, maybe flirt with the playoffs, but be in the top half rather than the bottom half, and be prepared maybe for trying to kick on the following season. What we don't want to do is go gung-ho, get promoted too early, and then struggle the following season and all the good work become undone.
It was a great season last year, and I suppose the expectation of the supporters, Gary, is that, you know, can we sustain it? And you and I well know that sometimes the season after a promotion can be quite a steadying one, but then you get a little bit over above yourself, and the following year is a disaster, so you wouldn't want that.
No, we don't want to undo. We don't want to go back down to step five next season. So the important thing is to consolidate, stay where we are, and build gradually, like we've always have done. You know, when Cameron came on board, we had a 5-year plan with the intention of getting into step three in 5 years. The first season, we just wanted to be comfortable. Ended up losing in the playoffs. Last season, yes, we wanted to go up, but we won it in the end by some distance. So we're probably ahead of schedule, really. So it's just a matter of 1 year consolidation and hopefully kick on for next season.